Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Menards. Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on January 7th. Crowds flock to the Leaning Tower of Pisa precisely because of its famous lean. But on this day in 1990, the Leaning Tower of Pisa was closed to the public amidst fears it might topple over completely. Experts then spent 11 years and $27 million fortifying the tower without completely eliminating the tilt that made it famous. What caused the tower to lean? Well, under construction, the tower's foundation began to sink into the marshy ground beneath it. Builders tried to compensate by making the top stories slightly taller on one side, but the extra masonry just made the tower sink further. Surprising fact? Before the repairs, the tower was leaning a full 15 feet off the perpendicular. Engineers were able to shave 16 to 17 inches off that number, but they predict a return to the 1990 level in about 300 years. Also on this day in history, in 1789, the first U.S. presidential election was held. In 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game. And in 1999, the Clinton Senate impeachment trial began. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
January 8th, 1964.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
President Lyndon Baines Johnson makes his way through the crowd. Johnson is here to give his State of the Union address. He's been president for less than 50 days. John F. Kennedy was assassinated just weeks ago. But Johnson wants to define his own presidency.
This administration today declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
Today, Johnson's war on poverty. Why did the president choose poverty as his defining issue? And what is the legacy of the war he started? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.